I'd like you to take a moment, if you will, to imagine something unpleasant, say an accident at work that required surgery. Something went wrong with the surgery, and the doctor says it was out of his control. You suspect medical malpractice. The case goes to court. How do you show a jury that the trauma could have been prevented? Or if you are the doctor, how do you illustrate that this really was something beyond your control? Well, with someone who can do just that, an illustrator. Leslie Leonard is a senior medical illustrator at Medical Legal Art, a company in Kennesaw, Georgia. Erin Wright spoke with Leslie and asked her to explain what exactly a medical illustrator does.
Medical illustrators draw things from sort of a scientific and medical perspective. So we try to explain or teach with our drawings. It's important that they be accurate and sort of interesting and attractive and make people want to look at them.
With today's cameras and advanced imaging software, what is the role of illustration in medical textbooks and the like?
Sure. So I don't know if you've ever watched a surgery.
No.
a lot of people have now because of the TV shows.
Right.
But it's hard to see what's happening there. And you want to really understand it. If you're a surgeon and you're going in, you want to know sort of what all the underlying structures are, and they can sort of look like a mess. So we sort of clear it up a little bit, make it easier to tell the different structures apart. I know most people have seen anatomical drawings where, like, the arteries are red, the nerves are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really like that in real life. It's just something that we do to sort of let people know
right.
what they're looking at. So for what I do, specifically the legal stuff, a lot of times there isn't somebody there to take a picture.
Mm.
Or the injuries are inside and you can't just cut somebody open just so you can take a look at them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just take a picture of this complicated process that's mm-hmm. happening over time.
What kind of illustrations have you done for legal cases, and how are your illustrations used?
So most of the time they're used in court, and we work closely with the attorney and their medical expert while we make the exhibit. So the medical expert in court is sort of testifying that these things are all accurate. It's what they believe happened in the case. So in the courtroom, sometimes they'll submit them into evidence, and sometimes they'll just be sort of teaching aids to help mm-hmm. the jury sort of understand. They also use them for settlement negotiations, mediations, that sort of thing.
What have you illustrated, like whiplash or something like that?
Yeah, so obviously the things that get sued over the most are what I draw the most. So a lot of car accidents, a lot of workplace injuries, a lot of birth injuries.
Mm.
There will be films that are showing these injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But an MRI film, usually it's slices
yeah.
going up. And so it's hard for a person that doesn't look at those sort of films every day to be shown one slice and be told that this is what's wrong.
Right.
So I kind of look at the whole series of slices and we'll draw something from a view that somebody who doesn't look at those slices would be able to understand.
What sort of references do you use? I mean, you just mentioned MRIs.
Mm-hmm. All sorts of films, MRIs, x-rays, CT scans, all that good stuff. Operative reports. Any sort of medical records that they can give us, sometimes discharge reports. And I'll take photo references sometimes. So it's a sort of a combination of things and sort of putting them all together to make it clear.
Do you ever use yourself as a reference? Like, oh, yes, this is
I do all the time.
Oh, wow.
Myself and my coworkers.
So you're in there posing for each
mm-hmm.
other. Oh, that's it. We could get really, you could say dark or you could say gruesome. Do you ever use a cadaver or body parts as a reference?
When I was in school, I did a lot of dissection, gross anatomy, 6 weeks of just dissecting. And I sat in on a lot of surgeries and I sat in on autopsies. So I've seen all of that. I have my reference photos from that. I don't need to go in to do that anymore. Sometimes it's kind of fun. I love watching surgeries and I love doing the surgical illustration side of things. But I think I know the anatomy now sort of well enough, and I have a lot of past references that sort of help that I don't need to go and do that all the time.
Do you have a particular bone or muscle or body part that you like to draw?
I do. The liver is my favorite thing to draw.
Really?
I think it's got a great texture. It's got a great shape. It's shiny. It's just really wonderful.
It's shiny. What color is it?
It's sort of like a mottled pinkish brownish.
Oh.
It's nice.
What makes a good medical illustrator, in your opinion?
First and foremost is always going to be accuracy. You want it to be correct. And I think in order to draw something, you need to really understand it. And the little details that go into a drawing. Most of us now use the computer. We draw in Photoshop. But I tend to like things that still hold on to like the old school looking style. Like you can see the hand of the artist in them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So most people will like start out with a watercolor or a pencil sketch and then bring that in and then sort of finesse on top of it in Photoshop. And I like it when you can see the artist's hand in it.
Is that what you do?
The company that I work for, there are 6 illustrators there that work there now, and we try to do an exhibit a day. So it's a pretty fast turnaround. And we have a library of images. So I'll often start out with something from the database, and then I can manipulate it. And
that's what you have to do for fast turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So you've worked with medical malpractice cases in Baltimore, and now you're doing a little bit of medical malpractice defense and plaintiff in the work you do now. How would the same illustration change between the two sides?
With the medical legal art, you're trying to educate the jury, and you're also trying to tell the story that whichever side you're hired by is trying to tell. So plaintiff side, they want to show pain and suffering. They want to show that this person has been through a lot. The defense side wants to usually say, we did everything we could, but there was just something out of our control in this case. So the drawings tend to be a little redder to show the pain, a little more, I don't want to say gruesome, but just a little more
graphic.
Some way. Yes, graphic.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense because you are trying to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the use of color and level of detail can really illustrate that for a jury. You showed me an illustration that you drew of a woman, it looks like, in a car, and then she's, I guess, been hit by from behind, and there's a couple of like lightning bolt pow kind of places on her spine there. And so I would imagine that would be the plaintiff.
Yes.
Showing this is where it hurt.
How would that look? Definitely a plaintiff.
How would that look different on the defense?
Yeah, probably wouldn't have that whole image on the side that shows that mechanism of injury. I would probably just very didactically show those injuries.
But that would be sort of taking artistic license. Is that frowned upon, encouraged?
So there are pretty strict rules about what can and cannot be admitted into court. And I wouldn't want to draw something that is just going to get tossed, that wouldn't be able to be used. So that's why it's important to make it accurate. Most of the time, the lawyers and the medical experts that I work with have a good idea of what they want to show and sort of the story that they want to tell, and they know what they can say or what would be admissible.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, surgeries can be pretty bloody affairs. So if you're drawing it from the plaintiff's side, it is accurate to draw it sort of bloody. And if you're drawing it from the defense side, it's also accurate to just sort of
show the actual surgery.
Mm-hmm, clean it up.
Yeah.
But it's not always, I mean, I feel like I'm making it sound like the plaintiff's side are exaggerating things or making it worse. But I don't think that's the case. I think they want to tell their story.
So I come into work every day and I work with microphones and satellite feeds and computers. And there are a lot of little quirks that come along with that kind of work and equipment. Is there something that still seems peculiar to you as a medical illustrator?
when I'm drawing something a little graphic or racy part of the anatomy, I go and close my blinds just to make sure. Or the FedEx person comes in, I'll just angle the computer away.
Leslie Leonard, thank you so much for coming in and talking about your really interesting work with us.
Thank you for having me.
Leslie Leonard is a senior medical illustrator at Medical Legal Art in Kennesaw. You can check out some of Leslie's work, both professional and personal, at wabe.org/citylights.